Where'd that fry go?
Oh, no, you ain't dropped the fry. You lost the fry.
Oh, there you go. Then how do you drop something and get way, like, somewhere it should not be?
Yo, like, I'm supposed to look down and see it. It ain't supposed to be over to the left or something. You know, it's like, did it walk a little bit?
I heard it, like, running, like, do-do-do-do-do.
He tried to escape. Yo, when KD come home? I get. Yes, they got some Wi-Fi in that tent, man, because he been putting up a lot of action on Facebook.
Wi-Fi in the tent.
Luxury. Yeah, filet mignon, MREs and shit.
I gotta look up this CT Fletcher.
Yo, go to YouTube. Go put up CT and the Hulk.
Introduces the Hulk?
Yeah. Yo, the Hulk is a monster, son.
Man, look how big this dude is, man.
I told you. He's a monster, kid. You know what I'm saying? Just lead the weights alone, dog. You won.
He didn't even have to lift. As soon as he came to the screen, I'm like, you got it.
Yeah, you'll see.
Now, you gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man.
Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio. Forget That Yo Radio. The number one show on planet Earth. Any other show, Forget That Yo.
Forget That Yo Radio, episode 72. We back. No KD. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. Petty Pablo. And we back in this thing, shout it!
Yo, I was like, why he put Petey Pablo? But it's Petty Pablo. Okay, makes sense. What's up, it's your boy Stone, you know, Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bear, a.k.a. Up to it, down to it, a.k.a. They call me Two Heaters, because I have you like two sneakers, stiff in a box, let's get it.
I was waiting to see where that one went. Stiff in a box. Gosh! Hulk smash! ForgetThatYo.com, where you can get all the information you need. All the information. Stitcher Radio app, iTunes. Just look it up. We all over the place. And,
yo, we own everything, man.
Everything. Everything.
Twitter.
You can't miss us.
Vine. Like, we doing it all.
Like, you just go to your computer and just push stuff on the keys and Google, and we coming up.
You know what I'm saying? Forget that you're going to go pop somewhere.
Yep. And, if you're cleaning the house and want to get into that R&B groove, I got 250 classics on ForgetThatYo.com in the store tab for $5, man. You download that straight to your computer. It's 1.3 gigs, 250 from 1987 to 2009.
Hey, what's some of the 87 hits?
Oh, man, you know what? I don't even remember. Would you be one? You. That would be one?
I'm trying to think of what's some 87 classics, man? That you know what? That's probably real Prince heavy, too. Like Prince was popping back in 87.
Let's see. Gregory Abbott.
Good shit. That's
Shake
good shit.
Shake You Down. Lisa and the Cold Jam.
Oh man.
Janet Jackson, Let's Wait a While. Natalie Cole, Smokey Robinson, Whispers, Prince and the Revolution. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston was the top 1987 songs. Yeah. I'm not saying these on the list, though, that I got, but I just had to do a little quick research.
Right, no doubt. That Gregory Abbott, that goes hard, though.
That go hard? Donna Summer? What you know about Donna Summer?
Oh, man, yeah. That was a good transition for her, too, man, because she started off with that disco and then still made it pop in the 80s.
What about, this dude just put a picture up with Charles Barkley. Kicking it in a trailer with Sir Charles. He's funnier than y'all think. Man, I want to be out there. Where he at? Man, invite me. Okay, what was I finna say? Yeah, man, y'all check that out. It's $5, man. That's it.
250 songs for $5, man. You can't beat that.
You ain't got to go look them up or nothing. They there. Bam. You know what I'm saying? Have your girl over. Put that 250 on real quick, you heard me? Clean the house.
You know what I'm saying? Do all that, man.
Yeah. So, episode 72. Man, your vines, man. You wilding out.
Yo, man. They just come to me sometimes, and I be like, I'm going to try and see what happens.
This dude, the Vinenator.
Moisturized, motherfucker.
you never watched Dexter, huh?
Yeah, I did.
What? How many seasons? Yeah.
Probably about 2 or 3.
Yeah, it started getting stupid, man.
Yeah, like after
Stokes died. Matter of fact.
Yeah. I just gave up on him. I was like, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah, man, it was like, what another show? Oh, Heroes, dog. The first season of Heroes, you like, oh my gosh, this is the craziest thing I ever seen. You ever watch Heroes?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh man, like when she was trying to figure out, she was doing like a video diary. The main chick, I forgot her name. She was bad though. But
that wasn't Save the Cheerleader.
Yeah, what's her name?
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh man, she's so bad.
No, she's ruined, man.
What you mean?
No, she was dating Vladimir Klitschko.
For real?
Yeah. I think they might have got married, man, but just look at the size difference.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's ruined, bro.
Oh, no. But she was, like, her ability was she could heal from anything.
Yeah.
So it was just dope watching the video diary of, like, her homeboys recording her jumping off of cliffs and everything. She'd be all broke up and just put herself back together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was dope. Like, I would have been having fun with that.
Like,
can you imagine one of your friends did that? You'd be like, let's see, all the ways you could kill somebody. You can just get them all out the way because she ain't going to die.
Yeah.
Let me just,
I'm going to murder you.
Okay, I got one. Let me run over your head with my car. Going 100. Yeah, how about that one?
No, I think you're taking a little too far.
Nah, she should be all right, right?
I don't think you're gonna get your brain back in there.
Oh, okay. Hold up. Let me run over your body.
You know what I'm saying? Let me shoot you or something.
Let me just come out here and slap you around and start busting on you real quick.
Put your hand in the garbage disposal.
Hey, she did that.
Did really?
It was dope. she'd just be in the house looking around like let's say she just go get something to drink. Then she'll like see something, be like, let me see if this works. So she turned on the garbage disposal and stuck her hand in that joint. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And her mom walked in. And she's like,
huh? What are you doing?
So she pulled her hand out and put it behind her back. But the blood was dripping down. And she was like talking to her. Then when the mom walked out, she looked at her hand. Dog, her hand was all twisted up. And it's tight, man. You got to watch it, man.
Damn, son.
But wait a minute. What? How did I get to that?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. I had to be... Oh, I was talking about...
Dexter. We started on Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter. Okay, yeah. Because Heroes, the first season was awesome. And then after that first season, I think it was because of the... I think after the second season, because of the writer's strike.
Oh, it went downhill.
Man, this is what they do. Like, if somebody would die, like a main character would die, you'd be like, oh, man, they gone. like two shows later, they'll find a way to bring that character back. It was getting ridiculous.
Hell no.
Like, let's just go back in time and then bring him back. And yeah, it was stupid, but that's how Dexter got.
Yeah, that's I think I stopped watching after he killed Jimmy Smits.
On deck, Jimmy Smits is the Mexican dude on you don't watch Southland. I mean, you don't watch Sons of Anarchy. Why am I getting all these texts? Jimmy Smits is the Mexican dude who always play like the gang leader in every movie, right?
Is he?
Jimmy Smits?
He was on NYPD Blue.
His real name is Jimmy Smits?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Yeah, they killed him when Dexter killed him.
Oh, that's when you stopped watching it?
Yeah, like, oh man, here we go with this bullshit.
What more can I say?
Get a shout out to KD.
Oh yeah, KD still is he still crying downriver?
Yo.
Hey, did you notice he didn't give us no response?
Yeah, to the voicemail. Yeah. I was waiting for that to come out, but
he's trying to play the act like I didn't hear it role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know you heard it though. Yep.
We know you heard that one.
Uh-huh. Oh man. Let me see what else we got on the docket, man.
Oh man, you're my man hitting me up from Afghanistan.
Right now?
Yeah.
What time is it in Afghanistan?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, we had some voicemails. What if I could just play them straight through her? Let's see how this works.
The small sign in your yard. We will install a new security system at
Did you open a Sprite?
Did you hear the voicemail from over there?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear nothing?
I heard a shh, and that was it.
So you didn't hear none of this?
The small sign in your yard. We will install a new security system at
I'm getting nothing.
Wow, man. I thought you'd be able to hear that. Well, it was a spam voicemail saying, if you have a small sign in your yard, they can bring you a security system.
What? That call? Forget that, yo?
Yeah. Damn, they even spamming your Skype number.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing safe, yo.
Yeah, that's what that was. So, I guess we'll move on from that. But, dang, this Charles Barkley picture got me, I'm trying to see if they here.
It's a little tight, homie.
Because I could go kick it if they here. They got some grapes on the table and everything.
This dude here.
Uh-huh. I'm about to go out there and, me and, you know what I'm saying, Sir Charles gonna do it for the vine. So, man, how was your week, dog?
Aw, man, you know,
Sorry, man. Katie shared a video.
Oh, that dude sleep.
Yeah. Yo, if that ever happened to me, man.
That dude almost knocked himself out of his head so hard, man.
All right. Yeah, that week. Yeah.
You know, snowy. You know, got my shovel on again. Constantly.
Dang, y'all be snowing. Dang.
Yeah. It's cold. Had an altercation.
What?
It wasn't really an altercation.
With a midget?
No. It was a small car. It could have been a midget driving it. I'm not for sure on that one. But so we turned in to get on the highway. We're at the stoplight to turn to get on the highway. Mm-hmm. And this Jeep is like in the middle of the intersection. Like, they passed the light and all that shit. I'm like, why is this dude sitting there? So when the light turned green, we go to turn, and he cut me off, got in my lane. So I'm like, yo, what the hell, man? So I just cut over and started getting on the highway. He cuts me off again. I'm like, yo, all right, game time, let's go. So he's in the lane that leads to the exit. So I got right beside him and set it down. Every time you slowed down, I slowed down. Every time you sped up, I sped up. He had to get off the highway.
Dang.
It kept him going to that exit, man. He was mad, but hey, what you gonna do?
Uh-huh. Out there, man, you be beefing a lot.
You know, it's funny stuff.
That is funny stuff. When is the, what you call this? Come on. The Oscars.
Is it Sunday?
This Sunday?
I think so.
Who gonna win? Best supporting.
Probably. I don't even know who's nominated.
Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street. I want to give it to that black dude for Captain Phillips.
Oh, the Somali pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You read the story about him or to see the little video?
When he was the chauffeur thing.
Man, this dude's like a taxi driver, man, or a chauffeur, whatever, in Minnesota. No acting classes, nothing. Went in there and beat over 800 actors.
For real? Damn.
And the other Somali cast that's in there with him, that's his homeboys.
So he put everybody on.
Yeah. Like, well, y'all thought I was good. Hold up, man. Let me call Jay and them.
That's like the chick that played Ray Charles' mama.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. She was walking down the street and seen something going on, went in there and tried out and got it.
Wow. Who played Ray Charles' mama?
I can't even remember her name.
I'm going to type in Google, Ray Charles' mama.
Don't do that.
Because I'm thinking of that one black lady who's in a lot of movies now.
Nah, actually, the only thing I've seen her in is the Ray. What the fuck?
Really, dude? Is that from text message?
Yeah, from you.
Oh. Damn, why they just coming?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's something wrong with my phone. Dang, that came out in 2004? I thought that was way older than that. All right, let's see. Ethel McRae. It don't say as who. As who was she? It should say Ray's mother.
Sharon. Aretha Robinson. Sharon Warren.
You just gave me two different names.
Aretha Robinson was her name in that movie. Real name is Sharon Warren. She's from Opelika, Alabama. She was in...
Man, she's skinny.
She's only been in two movies. Glory Road and Ray.
Oh, yeah. I ain't seen her in nothing.
Yeah, 2004 and 2006.
Oh, yeah. She was good in that movie, though.
In Glory Road or Ray?
Ray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she killed that Ray.
Dang, she ain't got no other movies? What's up?
She lived in her car.
What?
Yep.
See, come on, man. There's somebody fabricating now. Think about every successful person or somebody who's made it somewhere. They all lived in the streets or a car. Or they had $2 left in their pocket and their food stamp card was expired. Like, come on. Everybody was not one day away from death. Like the dudes who made, you still there?
Yeah.
Dang, would you turn the air conditioner on for something? They got mad clear over there.
I don't know.
But, the dudes who made Instagram said, hey, we had our last $50, and we put it on this app, and I had nothing, I'm hungry, and then it sold for like $1 billion or something.
Yo, like, dude... Do you have to hit the bottom to be successful?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it seems like every story, you have to be like 4 days away from death to be successful, dog.
I'm about to go ahead and get it popping in if this is the case.
I'm just going to start living in a box, man. Maybe living in a box may give you ideas and shit.
Somebody, hey, man, don't you live right over there? Hey, man, leave me alone.
Oh, so, no, I'm going to put a box in the living room. You said I ain't going outside.
That ain't going to work, man. You're going to get out and go to the real bathroom.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you got to squat by the ducks.
Okay, I will go to the real bathroom, but I will piss in the sink. How about that?
Nah. You got to be outside and squat by them ducks over there on the side of the little lake.
Hell, nah.
Live in a box in a living room. Like we used to do the little tent in the living room.
Yeah.
Little fort.
I love that shit.
Then somebody was acting too reckless and then like pulled the shoe down.
The whole fort go to
shit.
Yeah,
man. Like, dude.
Celebrity news. Got anything?
Celebrities acting a fool. Let's see.
Yo, the Brat son?
What'd she do?
Yo. She just got out of jail for bashing that girl in the head with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just got through with court. The old girl sued her for $6.4 million.
And she lost?
Yes. The brat got to cough up that change.
Dang.
Hey, man, I'm going to let you know right now that Brad ain't got $6.4 million. So I don't know what how they plan on getting that money. Maybe she got to come to our house and do some shows or something. I don't know.
Dang, man. She ain't got that money. She can't ask Jermaine Dupri because he ain't got it either.
Yo, but is emotional distress worth $2.7 million?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you got... I'm pretty sure the brat just ain't walk up on you and hit you with this bottle. So you did something to initiate this. And the facial scarring, yeah, I understand. That's not worth $1 million either. But I understand you should get something. Like she should knock out your doctor bills or something.
Yeah, because she didn't have no emotional distress when she started that fracas.
You know what I'm saying? The fracas in Caracas.
Because ain't no semi-celebrity or whatever in there worried about some regular person in the crowd.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They in there doing their thing, and somehow you got in their way.
And this all started, and you got bopped up. Now you want to sue. $6.4 million, dog.
Wait a minute. I just think I got a new career move.
Get beat up.
Yeah, I guess. Just think about it. You move to LA. You see them people all the time. LA, Atlanta. You see a little bit here. And you just do something stupid to get punched in the face and sue.
Yeah.
After about three or four of them, you set.
Yeah. Yo, that is some people hustle, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people go to them places to antagonize them, just hoping they'll do that shit. Like, you know, the paparazzi do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude, I forgot what movie he was in. I think it's a dude from Clash of the Titans. What's his name in the movie?
Clash of the Titans.
Perseus. Perseus in Clash of the Titans.
He said Perseus. Man, can I get a real name?
I don't know the dude name.
Perseus.
All right, let me check the tape.
Clash of the Titans. What was Perseus' role?
He was Zeus's son.
All right, there you go again, Zeus's son. Really?
All right, Sam Worthington.
Oh, that I really stuck with Perseus.
Let me see what else he was in. He was the crippled dude in Avatar.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Him and his wife's walking down the street, paparazzi all around. Well, they say that the paparazzi kicked his wife. That dude lost his mind. Like, he put the paws on the kid.
Can you imagine somebody kicked your wife, dog?
No, like, for real. It's about to be such a problem.
Like, that's the crazy part. Like, it don't even matter what the dude did. Like, it should be some kind of stipulation. Like, nah, since you kicked his wife, you don't get this money.
Yeah, you deserve that ass whooping you got, man.
Kick my wife, but I gotta give him. So basically, I gotta pay this dude for kicking my wife.
My wife, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
See, I go after Kanye first. That's my target.
Oh, speaking of the yay, did you hear that shit with Kim Kardashian?
Oh, when she went on the gig she did?
Yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. Why do you let your? That's kind of weird, don't you think?
On whose part, though?
On Kim and Kanye's part.
Oh, no. Hey, it's even weirder for her mama to be there.
Why was her mom there?
She went with her.
Okay, so this dude paid Kim Kardashian $500,000 to be his date, right? To an event.
Yeah.
All right. As me being, especially when they got that much. Dude, $500,000.
Is nothing to them,
that's bro. Nothing. He can get that. Just Kim Kardashian gets like $500,000 just tweeting products, people's products. Yeah. So why would you agree to be somebody's date
for $500,000?
$500,000 don't even make sense.
And all right, let's be real, man. If you buy a chick a cheeseburger, you're gonna expect something. If I give you $500,000, dog, I'm doing something. Like,
$500,000, I get my hand gets to be in your crack the whole night.
For real, yo, like I get to touch every look, man. $500,000. If you don't want to let me smash, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to take all the disrespectful things I'm about to do to you. Straight up, man, I got to get something for this money, and for you to think that you could come out here for $500,000 and I'm not gonna do nothing? Yo, you out your mind, man.
I'm holding my strawberries in your cleavage, and then like when I want a strawberry, I pick them out with my teeth.
For real, you're like, I'm doing all kind of crazy shit over $500,000, man.
But what was it, for a charity event or what? Like, what was dude's party about?
I don't know. Like, I really don't know what that shit was about. He's like some Austrian dude, right?
Uh huh.
Yo, they got cake out there in Austria, man. To pay $500,000, no.
Oh, a Vienna ball date.
Yeah. Yo, they say that the average income in Vienna is $7,000.
What? She was looking so good, too.
Yeah, she was, man. Like, yo, all jokes aside, man, that's a bad chick.
Yep, I was just saying that today.
For real, like, she is a bad... She just make bad decisions, I guess.
It says $500,000 for a date night at a fancy party. Doesn't sound like hard work. But Kim Kardashian's deal to accompany billionaire... Well, that's for $500,000. That's low for a billionaire. He lowballing.
No, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Billionaire Richard Lungner to the Vienna Opera Ball in Austria. See, and it's just going to a regular opera. Like, yeah. Come on, dude. Kim, y'all going too far for this little extra change. Lungner, who over the years has made a habit of hiring various starlet types to be his big bucks arm candy for the annual event, told local reporters before the ball that the reality TV diva was annoying.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mom, Kris Jenner, and Baby North was in that thing?
Dang, she took the baby?
Oh, no. Nah, they accompanied her to Vienna.
Oh.
Hold up. Guess where Lungner met them?
Oh, Lord.
When she got there.
Where?
He met them at their private jet.
What?
So, basically, you telling me you spent $500,000 in fuel, or at least $200,000 in fuel, just to get there.
To pay.
You basically pay for fuel.
Yeah.
And you're in a private jet, and you only take $500,000. Come on, man. This is so stupid.
For real, yo. Like, that shit makes no fucking sense, man.
And then she didn't even get the money, right? Because it didn't go well.
No, she still stayed there. Some dude in blackface ran up on her and asked her to dance and said something about some nigga music or something.
How does a dude in blackface get in there anyway?
Hey, man. I don't know, dog. Hey, if you pay a chick $500,000, I guess anything can happen at this party.
He pretended to be Kanye West.
Yeah.
Oh, she said Lungner was trying to get her alone with him without her security detail.
You damn right. $500,000.
Girl, he was like, that $500,000 is nothing. I can boost that to a cool million.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just put this chocolate sauce on your titties. That's crazy, dog. That is just ridiculous.
Dang, he was only giving Lindsay Lohan $150,000, but she missed the flight.
Damn.
It said she walked out.
One report said that she stayed there like an extra hour and a half after that incident. Because if you don't stay, you don't get the bread.
A billionaire.
$500,000, man.
That's nothing. A private jet.
Like, I mean, what do you do that for? You already got money. You're spending most of the money you're about to get on jet fuel. Why do it?
Somebody said it wasn't a private jet. It was commercial. But this is the LA Times saying private jet. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's still stupid.
Yeah.
And look at this old ass dude.
For real, man.
She don't even look like she want to be there in this picture.
Hell no.
I bet you that dude, he heard Kim was going to be there and ran to the bathroom and put that black face on.
let's get her.
Man, that is a funny story. I heard another story, something about, who was it? Oh, your boy, the football player, man. Multiple rapes?
What?
What's his name? Is it Darren Sharper?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Dog, is he it? What's wrong with this dude? 8 rapes?
Dog, what, why, man? What's really going on, son?
Dog, this dude was just on that list of the top eligible bachelors on Oprah's list.
Was he?
Yeah. Turned 11 drugging, 7 alleged rapes.
Come on, Darren.
In hella states. Rapes in hella states. They said this dude would, like, bring the chicks home. First of all, the chicks already agreed to come home with you.
Yeah.
They was already drinking, but you just had to drug they drinks. And they said it would work within 15 minutes, they'd be knocked out.
Damn.
And, like, he had 2 chicks in. He was messing with one while she was sleeping. The other one had woke up.
Oh, man. Yo, you can't drug 2 at a time, dog. You can't do it, man. You bring them back 1 at a time. Yo, who's that? Who's
that was Stonell Terrible
on Twitter. Don't drug women. Sorry. Sorry about that. Yo, but why would you do that? What's, I mean, people's minds is fucked up, man.
Dude, like, they got stories from New Orleans, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Tempe, Arizona.
Yo, this dude is basically a serial rapist.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me read, though. Which one want to read? Arizona, Vegas, Los Angeles, New Orleans.
Read New Orleans, man.
All right.
You raping chicks in New Orleans, man.
Woman referred to as Jane Doe met Sharper at a bar, drank a drink provided by him, and woke up several hours later at 10 a.m. Dang! Sharper was on top of her, sexually assaulting her. 2 days later, she underwent a sexual assault examination, and early November, the NOPD was informed that Sharper's DNA was found on her. Sharper has not been charged with a crime in New Orleans.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Okay.
2 days later, they found DNA on her?
So that means she was just festering in there. She wasn't taking her showers.
She ain't washed nothing.
Nothing.
Ill. That's the ill. And she said she ain't wake up till 10 in the morning.
Why is he still on top at 10 in the morning?
For real, yo. Like, why did you go back for round 2, huh?
Yo. She was never going to wake up. What's wrong with this dude?
This dude is tripping. Come on, kid.
At 10, dude, what was you doing? Nah, this dude had to be doing the freakiest stuff.
For real, yo.
All right, from 1 a.m. to 1:30, I'm going to just lick this chocolate off her toes. He had schedules.
Yo, he got up and made her breakfast and shit. Like, yo,
we go together.
Man, went to the store. Yo, stop it, B.
I'm going to read 2 more.
Yeah, man.
One more. All right, let me read. Let's go with this Los Angeles joint. The 2 incidents in Los Angeles follow an eerily similar template. And the first on October 30th, 2013, 2 women were at a club in West Hollywood as it was closing. Sharper invited both to an after party, but said he had to stop by his hotel where he was living due to his job as an NFL network analyst to pick up something. Mm-hmm. Upon arriving, he offered both a shot of what he called coffee Patron.
Patron.
But that's how you spell it? P-E-T?
No.
This says coffee Patron. P-E-T-R-O-N.
Nah, it's P-A. Idiot.
Man, he fired.
Yep.
They drank it and passed out within minutes. One woman woke up hours later naked with Sharper on top of this dude. The other woman woke up outside on the sofa.
What the?
And stopped him. So he was like, "This one, well, let's see. I'll take this left one. This one, you got to go outside."
Yeah, right. You feel the eeny, meeny, mighty mode.
Woke up hours later naked with Sharper on top of her. The other woman woke up outside on the sofa and stopped him. Both women left in a cab and have hazy memories of what happened after they woke up. The second L.A. incident occurred January 14th involving 2 women. Dang, he's working in twos.
Yo, man, what is going on? Yo, all right, check this out, yo. What's your end game? You know what I'm saying? You get a chick in a hotel room and drug her. She wake up, don't remember nothing after 1 drink. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
And obviously, you like having sex with them the entire time. Come on, man. What do you think is going to happen?
Dang, the second story is the same thing. He said he got to stop by his hotel, gave him a shot, and they passed out instantly.
Hey, you got to go with what works.
They woke up. He's stupid. They woke up on a pull-out sofa bed. They felt like they'd been sexually assaulted. Duh, I know he to be doing this, he has to have tapes somewhere.
Oh yeah, man. He ain't just doing this just to do it, dog. He's loving this.
If those tapes come out, that'd be the worst tapes you ever seen. Like this dude probably dressing up like Homie the Clown. Like doing all kind of crazy.
He crip walking around the room.
Crip walking naked. What if he got one? He dressing them up like Barbie dolls.
What if he's sitting around a table and playing cards with them or something?
Duh.
Chessboard out.
What if he like, you reneged, and he slap one. Like put a card out. You reneged. Let me see your books.
He got them doing reenacted shit. You know what I'm saying? They got old Ghostbuster outfits.
Hold up. What if tapes came out right and he never sexually assaulted them? They just said that, but when he showed the video, he was just doing that, playing board games with them and stuff and cuddling. That'd be worse than the Marv Albert panty scandal.
What if he. He knocked him out, right? And started giving them pedicures and shit. He waxed their legs.
Giving them baths and stuff. That's why they felt sexually assaulted.
I wanted to be... I wanted to go to cosmetology school, but I didn't want people to look at me because I used to play football. So he just knocking chicks out to get his practice on and shit.
That'd be retarded.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, but this dude is why is dudes like this, dog?
I don't know. Like, I really, really don't know why people get down like that, man.
Like, I can't even understand taking the chances of going to jail. Like, that is crazy to me.
For real. And that's like the second worst type of person to be in jail.
Yeah.
If you're a rapist, man, you got it bad in jail.
The first is if you kill kids, like rape and kill kids.
Yeah. If you're a pedophile, you're dead.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. I don't get it, dog.
He's done, though.
Yeah.
This dude was an NFL analyst, had money, everything. Yeah.
And, I could say, all right, if it was one, okay, maybe you can beat that. But you have several, and they all got the same story.
Same story in different states. You done.
Yeah, you're done, homie.
And these chicks don't know each other?
That's a wrap, yo. Yo, what you think about Ray Felton, man?
I never heard the full story. I heard about it. I know he had guns, but I don't know like what happened.
All right, the story I got is that his wife of 19 months, I guess they're separated or something. She turned a gun in to the police saying it was his and that he was waving it in her face.
Wow. What an idiot.
I call bullshit. Straight up. I call bullshit.
Don't, though. After what Jan Sharper just did.
Look, man. All right, first of all, the gun is an unregistered weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So who's saying that is his? And she just filed for divorce 4 days before this happened.
Mm.
So that, you know what I'm saying, to me, that plays a part into it. And second of all, if I wave a gun in your face, I'm not going to leave it with you. I'm not going to leave it anywhere in the place that you're at that you can find it.
So he waved a gun in her face and left and just left the gun there?
Yeah, that's basically the story that they're telling. Come on, dog. Who does this sound real to?
Man, I believe her. You play for the Knicks.
Hell, dog.
Let me look at this. Let me see if we got some developing. Yeah. She looks straight, too.
Did you say you believe her because the Knicks is losing?
Yeah. She looked good, too.
Did she?
Dang. Ariana Raimondo Felton, an occupational hazard. An associate here and associate her with being a gold digger.
She's Spanish?
She looks Spanish. Pretty teeth. Pretty face. Pretty her. Pretty eyes.
I like them Spanish ones.
Wife of Knicks guard Raymond Felton receives unfair criticism. When it comes to Ariana Raymond Felton, married to the Knicks point guard for 19 months, before things fell apart, the Mavs are... Man, only 19 months? Y'all gotta do better.
For real, yeah. 19 months, you already waving the pistol at her. Come on,
Chad. She looked too good to be lying, man. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Nah, she too fine, dog. Oh, Ray did that shit.
Wait, because wouldn't she get money? Wouldn't it do her better to not just get the divorce and get money, or you have to be married longer than 19 months?
Yeah, I think you probably got to be married a certain amount of time. Especially if they got married, like in certain, like, all right, if you get married in California, California's a community property state. So as soon as you're married, you get half. You know what I'm saying? If y'all get divorced, you get half. In other states, it might be like a time period you have to be married before you can, you know what I'm saying, get caked up. So now, all right, let's throw some dirt on him so I look better in the divorce.
Hey, man, how did it get to this, man? 19 months?
Yeah, dog, that's just, y'all should have never got married in the first fucking place. Yo, but that's like, yo, like, it's really becoming, man, like, marriage is a joke.
It is.
Like, look at, Robin Thicke and Paula Patton.
I heard he was crying on stage at the concert.
Yes. I see the report like that. But yo, y'all been together since y'all was 14 and 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's 39. So that's 24 years that y'all been together. Y'all only been married 8. So in 16 years, everything was cool. And then in 8 years into marriage, we can't be together no more.
She started getting weird though, man.
Yo, like, she done got to the point where she's not that good to me anymore, dog.
Did you see her on, like, why does she look like she's on every drug possible on earth when she's on a red carpet?
Yo, her eyebrow game is sick. Like, I don't understand what's going on with them eyebrows, man. And just the way she start acting, I'm like, man, you know what? She's really not that attractive, yo.
Wait a minute, why'd you look at her eyebrows?
Have you seen them?
I've never thought to look at a woman's eyebrows, except Raymond Felton's wife on this picture right here, because they look so nice.
Yo, hers is very thick, man. Like, yo, she got some masculine. She has masculine eyebrows that go with her masculine shoulders.
Dang, dude. Why are you looking at her shoulders?
Yo, man, some shit just draw your eyes, man. And her shit, she's very boxy, dog.
Man, let me see.
But, I mean, yo, 16 years... I'm pretty sure y'all have been through any and everything. But your relationship can last 16 years but can't make it through 8 years of marriage. What's wrong with marriage, man?
Dude, ain't nothing wrong with her eyebrows.
Come on, don't look at them eyebrows.
Her eyebrows look perfectly fine, man. You're reaching.
No, dog. I
call him Mr. That. Fantastic. Tell him stop reaching.
Yeah, them eyebrows is very Anthony Davis's.
You stupid, are they? She just be acting like, and then when she's up there with all the cast, like Kevin Hart and them, she's all Philly touchy and drunk, yeah, and laughing.
Yo, all right, so, all right, they're saying that because the way he was acting, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was grabbing that girl's butt in that picture.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure he dropped a finger off in there. And the head of naked chicks on the blurred lines video. Dog, have you ever seen she done two movies with Denzel where she was washing his mouth with her tongue. You know what I'm saying? And this dude can't grab no ass. Like,
I don't think that's the reason.
I hope it's not, man, because you do the. I got one picture of me touching somebody's butt. You have documented movies of
that's
you.
That's a movie, though, man. Come on.
So what?
They're professional. They only practice once.
Man, get the fuck.
No, but they both Philly touchy, so I don't think that would be it, because they both, like, you know what I'm saying? Unless one of them, who broke up with who? She left him?
Yeah.
Unless she was like, I need you to stop, I don't know, share the drugs more. I don't know.
You don't pass the pipe correctly.
Now, if you talking about the pit, her high school picture.
Yeah, then my eyebrows was really vicious.
Yeah, like, now her eyebrows is like the paper thin. Look at high school
that
picture.
Compared to the old ones, the new ones is straight.
I still would have hollered in high school, though. She looked good. I don't know, man. They just got to cut it out, man.
Yeah, for real.
They can get back together, though.
They might, for that little transparent baby they got.
Transparent. I need Raymond Felton's girl's Instagram, though.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Instagram.
Uh-oh. Instagrams on Instagram.
Did you see that they're the soldier that stayed in her car doing a salute flag?
Why is the internet so judgy? Okay, the picture was stupid. I get it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have wrote that.
Yeah.
But do you know how many times I ran over people? How many times I drove off base in uniform when people pulled their cars over and I drove right by them?
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing, right? I have no problem with you doing it. Just the fact that you put it on Instagram, that was the dummy move right there.
But all she had, why didn't she just deny it? All you seen was her in uniform and they captioned. Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
I like, I was off base in front of my house.
You know what I'm saying? These jokes.
Yeah. Oh, y'all never been funny on the internet?
You know what I'm saying? But, yo, like they really went in, man. Like, oh, my God. So disrespectful. Man, people do that all the time.
Dude.
Yo, I mean, it'd be a race to get off post so you don't have to do that.
Yeah. And I still used to race through it.
Yeah. Turn that music up. I don't hear you.
I don't hear it. I don't care nothing about that flag. I don't care nothing about that flag. It's a piece of cloth, man. Who cares? Oh, sorry flag. They didn't care about that flag and they left us in the desert with no planes and just in a hazardous war zone with no hazardous pay. Yeah, take that.
Yeah. Yo, like, people really went in on that shit, man. Like, come on, baby.
I had to go in on one person's post who put that up.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, y'all upset about somebody just dodging out on a salute and a flag? But where's the outrage for this soldier who got killed in his cover-up? It was clearly a murder, and they said it was a suicide.
Oh, yeah.
But that's cool. We can live with that. Because it was just a little black girl.
Yo, that's how it go, man.
Man. Oh,
outraged about dumb shit. That's not patriotic.
Get I'm about to put up an American flag on my page with an X in it.
Malcolm X?
And wish somebody would come at me. Come at me, bro. Y'all could come at her. Y'all won't be coming at me.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. But yo, like, it's like the militaries, man, really is really starting to check these social medias, man. Like, it's a lot of people getting caught up for shit they put on social medias.
And they keep doing it.
Yeah. Like, why you keep doing it, man? Like, some shit you ain't supposed to do.
So stupid. What else we got?
I don't want to talk about this, man, but the dude had scholarships to college for football, and fuck around, got a 14-year-old cousin pregnant.
His cousin?
Yeah, man.
And he had scholarships to football?
Yes, yeah, scholarships for college for playing football.
Man, forget that, yo.
Son, what is in these people's minds, man?
What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't want to go outside no more.
Really, yeah. Why is she 14?
Man.
Why is that his cousin? Did he know that was his cousin? Did he know her age, too?
Yeah, he knew all of that.
How old is this dude?
I mean, let me find this shit. Oh, don't you do this to me.
His whole computer crashed.
Yo, that's real. That's what it's looking like. Show you what I'm running like. Hey, man, yo, you really like that Rick Ross album?
Oh, man, we're going to talk about that next.
Okay. Where are you at, little nasty boy?
Did you see the snake who committed double murder?
The what?
A double murder on a snake?
On a snake?
Dude found a snake in his backyard on a stoop. He's cutting wood, and he found a copperhead, and he cut his head off.
Yeah.
And he was recording it, like, yeah, found the snake, cut his head off. And the snake was just flipping around, and his head was next to his body. All of a sudden, his head attacks his body, and his body starts shaking, and he bit his body until it died. It was a double suicide. Double murder.
A double murder on yourself?
No, because the first murder wasn't him. It was the dude cut his head off, and then he just murdered himself.
Oh, okay.
So does that count as suicide?
I don't know. I don't know. That's Damn, we got to break that down. is that putting yourself out of misery?
I'm about to ask this on Facebook. If somebody cut my head off, but to capital letters, I'm still alive. And I, okay, how could I kill myself if somebody cut my head? Oh, and I take a gun and shoot my head that is next to my body.
Mm-mm.
Is that suicide? Okay, let's see what the people got to say about this. Oh, you found a story?
Yeah, hold on. Where you at, little nasty boy? I had the video up, but I didn't want to play them. See if I what they wrote about it.
You put the video in the chat.
Come on, man.
Come on, dude. It's so easy. You gotta learn this stuff.
I do.
All you do is copy and paste it in the little chat on the Skype thing.
But from my iPad to my computer, though.
Oh, this guy. Oh, iPad computer face.
See, that's not necessary.
You got it?
No.
Man, we're taking a Rick Ross break. Mastermind. And we'll be back. Oh!
There's a feeling angels moving around me. I just worship thee for all he's done for me. It's a new day. I have been born again. I've been born again. I've been born again.
$100 million and a bad bitch, plus that paper chasing it done turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
All I wanted was $100 million and a bad bitch, plus that paper chasing it, it turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status. Niggas be loving the oh yeah, they saying the new yeah, that nigga be spazzing. But when Ollie turn up and be Ollie, you can't never take that nigga back to Cassius. So you could go on and make up lies. But I'm so sanctified, I don't sweat it. Wipe my forehead with a handkerchief and wash my sins in the blood of Jesus. People saying, yeah, we need another Jesus. Lames try to tell me, cut the wildin' out. But who the fuck is you reaching? Pass me 30 bottles, champagne procession. That's that holy water, sanctified refreshers. God sent me a message, said I'm too aggressive. Really? Me? Too aggressive?
I can feel his blessings wash away my sins.
$100 million and a bad bitch, plus that paper chasing it done turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
Keys to my success, I get new keys and new address. Bitches that I date don't get degrees, but they can dress. Fellatio's amazing, make grilled cheese for you the best. Major coke figure, I'm the fresh David Koresh. Soldiers all in cadence, new Mercedes for cadets. Ballman uniform, you know Don the designer vest. Double M that be the army, better yet the Navy. Baby see me in that rave, wanna have my baby. All I wanted was $100 million in a bad bitch. Now I want 200 in Minaj in my palace. Walking out the jeweler with no motherfucking balance. Somewhere in Jamaica, I'm still holding on my chalice. Rims on my Ferrari, my bitch said that I was childish. Till I fucked the girl, a girl tweeted that I was stylish. When we fucked again, she told me that was just some foul shit. I walk into the room, you can even hear all the silence.
I can see his blessings wash away my sin.
Pickup lines.
Today.
Jen, if you were my pinky toe, I'd bang you on every piece of furniture I had.
I heard that one before. What was that on?
Oh, he stole it.
Yeah.
Oh, he a sucker for love.
Oh, damn.
I don't like you no more. That was original. You're out of here, buddy. All right, now what was the story? And don't say it was in Florida.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Ain't it always?
Whoa, you ain't got it yet?
Fuck no, I can't find it now.
Do I have to take another Rick Ross break?
Sure.
Whoa. Hold it. Jesus. Stop the wilding now.
Found it.
Oh, now you want to find it.
And it wasn't in Florida.
Where was it?
It's in Louisville.
Oh my gosh.
Fort Pierce. I guess that's the high school. Sharif Raheed Muhammad.
Ooh.
A recent Louisville signee from Fort Pierce. Nope, sorry about that.
That's the wrong story.
No. He was going to Louisville College. He got a scholarship to Louisville. He's from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Tyrese Kairouvaru.
Was arrested on Monday and charged with felony lewd, lascivious behavior. He's 17, was accused of fathering a child with his 14-year-old cousin, who later had an abortion. What?
Oh my gosh, it's getting worse.
The girl's mother told police that she confronted her daughter after seeing her daughter act strangely. The girl then began crying and said she had sex with Raheed Muhammad, but that he did not he did not force himself on her and that it just happened. He later tried again and she turned him away. This nigga went back for it. Come on, cousin.
I need that again, cuz. Why didn't you just get one of her friends?
Something, man. After confronting her, the girl's mother reportedly gave her a pregnancy test in October, and the test came back positive. Police began investigating the case after that, and the pregnancy was aborted in November. Muhammad and his mother refused to provide a DNA sample, but police warned at the school in November allowed for police to take a swab of the DNA. The genetic testing remains showed on February 11th that there was 100% chance.
Dang.
He was the father. The girl said he began touching her inappropriately when she was 11 years old. God damn it, boy.
Oh, man.
He's 6'4".
Wow.
215 pounds at 17.
Dang.
An outside linebacker.
John Coffey.
Signed with Louisville on February 5th. Coach Bobby Petrino is aware of the situation. He was released from juvenile detention on Tuesday. Come on, cuz.
Dang, man.
So, all right. So when he was 13, no, when he was 14, she was 11, and he was touching them wrong. That's your cousin.
This dude is a man in court. He don't even look like a kid either. That's gonna kill him.
Yep. He's a big black buck in Florida. You're done.
Oh, man. They're going to say she should have stood her ground.
You're stupid. I hate you.
That's crazy. But we got one of the replies on the suicide that I asked early in the show. If somebody cut my head off, but I'm still alive, and I take a gun and shoot my head that's next to my body, is that suicide? And Nancy put, no, But I just don't know how you're able to get the gun to shoot yourself in the head. Because the minute your head get cut off, you're not going to live too much longer. Unless you got a head full of snakes like Medusa. See, y'all been going too deep.
For real.
I know I'm not going to. Crazier things have happened. Really. Have you seen the video of that soldier who was detached with his guts hanging out and was still alive?
Yeah, yeah.
See?
But that's different, though. Like, okay, do humans react the same way? Like, when you cut a chicken's head off, they still flop around and shit. So does the human body react the same way?
See, this one we need a... that won't work. If his body was detached... And like he was still alive then. Oh, but the head is different.
Yo, you remember Menace to Society?
Uh-huh.
When Harold got shot in the car, he was on the ground twitching and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one little hand was across his body. And he was
he was still twitching. So does stuff still happen? Like, okay, let's say somebody cut your head off and you got the gun in your hand. You know what I'm saying? You're just the nerves in your fingers just keep going.
Yeah, see, and my head could have landed
next to the gun.
Yep.
See, right. This is feasible, man.
Yeah, this is feasible all day. Is that suicide?
Or is that putting yourself out of your misery? Is that a...
But ain't that the same thing?
Yeah, well, is that assisted suicide?
But if I was going to die anyway, like, that's guaranteed a locked death, you know?
Yeah, but, yo, can you... Is it against the law, though? Like, if somebody's dead already and you just come and mutilate the body, can you get charged with something?
Wait a minute. If you what?
If you say somebody's dead and you come by and do something to the body, can you get charged with something?
Yeah.
Can you?
Man, that's... First, that's tampering with a crime scene. Two, that's... something with the body, doing something to a body. Man, that's all kind of laws you're breaking.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do to it?
Just want to kick a dead body.
Oh, this dude, man. Get him off the cast, man. Get him off. I got a crazy story, dude.
All right.
Okay. 27 dead, 109 injured in knife attack.
What?
Knife attack in China.
Hold on. One knife?
Five men carrying knives started a vicious attack on unarmed citizens at their Kunming rail station.
27 days.
It is a lot of people out here.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's a billion people in China.
At least 27 dead.
27 dead and 109 injured.
Yes.
Ain't nobody try to stop this. Dude. You can't.
All right. Even if they tried to stop it, how they get 109 people?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, didn't your stabbing arm get tired?
I'm lost.
Man, 109 people with a knife. Like, maybe they had it tied to a string and was just swinging it around their head or something, man. I don't know.
But really, I think it'll work because, like, let's say you was at the mall and five dudes just start stabbing people. You're going to run.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to help nobody. You ain't trying to stop them. So, basically, everybody's probably just running. And they were just catching runners.
Come on, man. Hold on.
Catch your runners in the back.
Officially, when everybody's running, nobody else is around. You know what I'm saying? Like, once everybody start running, there's nobody left to stab.
Yes, there is, dude. No, that many people. It's a crowd, a real crowded area. All y'all can't just make it a ghost town but when you start running. There's some people running back that way, back this way, getting separated, trying to find each other.
So these dudes is like Jason chasing the white girl through the woods.
Yeah, but they chase everybody through the woods.
He just walking, poking people as they just stood still and poked people as they came.
Yep, just hug. Because half the people running don't even know what they're running for.
Yeah, it took out running. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Now, see me, I take this as a different challenge, because this is like one of the only time. This is a time where I can physically do something crazy to you and not get in trouble. So, I'm trying to get a Coke can and shake it up and bust you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, for Vine or Instagram.
Why? It always comes to the camera with you.
See, I could be recording you saying, do it for the Vine. Yeah. And then, wow!
Hey, go do it.
And then, look, you get on news and everything. And it was all on Twitter.
Now you the soda can hero.
Uh-huh. And now whatever can I had, I get endorsements. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm on commercials.
Yo, this dude, that's still amazing, man. Y'all stabbed 109 people. No, actually, they stabbed 136 people.
136?
And killed 27 of them.
Golly. So, man, they was just trying to get whatever slices they could.
For real, yo. That's a bad average.
Oh, we got another. Melissa said, no brain equals no nerve signal sent equals no such thing. But for entertainment's sake, I think it's called ahead of the game. Getting ahead, A-head, dead head, brain dead, let me stop. Oh, my God.
Hell no.
Nancy said, no, it's not suicide because you already dead. So Melissa said, did you shoot yourself on purpose? Must be intentional to be suicide. And then she put in a picture of the put a whole description of what suicide is. The action. Yeah, I did it on intentional because, hold up, I had to put myself out of my misery. Yes, it was intentional, but I was already dead. Intentional. How do you spell intentional? Oh, there it is. But I was dead anyway. You can't sew me back together. It's S-O-W-S-O.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was I finna say about this stabbing thing? Come on. I was finna say something about this stabbing thing. Oh, Twitter. You know they had that. You know people, the internet coming to play again. People on Twitter reporting like, nah, man. Between 5 to 7 attackers, 3 of them have been shot dead on the spot. And then somebody else say, altogether 162 people. 27 have died. And then somebody else put eyewitness accounts, and they show pictures of blood everywhere. Cops. People got all kind of different stories, man. That's what's crazy about. Like, when you play that game, when you, like, you tell somebody in the back of the class one thing, and they got to get to the front, and it's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
It's like that even with people standing there watching.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I used to mess that shit up on purpose.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah. It's fun. Yo, like, that's like, yo, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, man, because it's never what's actually going on. You will never get the full story from anything.
Have you ever just went to another person's Twitter, like another country's Twitter?
Mm-mm.
It's crazy. I did that for, because I had bet on some random Chinese basketball game.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a website to show me the points. So I just put the hashtag of one of the name of the teams, and then just start following all their tweets. Man, they was in that joint live, dog. Yeah, I'm retweeting what they saying. Because the team I bet on was winning. The name of the team was like Coffee Maker Machine or something.
What?
Yeah, they got some crazy names.
Coffee Maker Machine.
I'm like, and they don't score nothing. The score was so low. I'm like, man, what, these dudes miss every shot? That's why they're so excited when somebody hit a shot. It was crazy, though, like showing the difference of how our tweets are way better, though. Because they don't have all their tweets is good stuff.
Oh, they don't do the.
Yeah, they don't clown people. It was just like, yay, such and such made a shot. Oh, yay, we're winning. Oh, we're close to the championship. They don't be like, oh, he's sorry. He missed that. Oh, he got shook up. It was just all happy tweets. We're so disgruntled in the U.S.
For real. Like, yo, like, we have to complain about shit. Yeah. Like, no matter what, yo, like, it's just something that's built into us, yo. We have to complain about it. Look at that bitch over there. With her fucking shoes on. What?
Look at her walking around with shoes on. What? That's what we did.
Yo, like, waitresses, son. Can I take your order? Yes, I would like this as an appetizer. Okay. God, where's this appetizer? She just walked away from the table. She ain't even put the order in yet, and you're already complaining about it taking too long.
She said, how is your brain sending? Nancy said, how is your brain sending anything to your body? Your head is attached to the body, so how can you shoot yourself? Explain that. I'm curious to know what your answer.
Why are you that?
Because the gun was in my head, and my nerves were trigger happy, like Kane Cousin Harold.
I knew that was coming.
Like Kane Cousin Harold hands. Shit. I need to find that clip. Let's see. Menace to society. Menace to society. Oh, no, I can't do that. That'll be the whole full movie. Was it at the beginning?
Yeah, like probably like 10 minutes in, yo.
Stay down, Kane.
No, stay up, Kane. Stay up, Kane.
Oh, yeah. Stay up, Kane.
Don't die. Yeah, I heard that being all sensitive and caring. What? You was dying in that
don't
moment.
Don't die, Kane. Dude, you was shot in the shoulder.
For real, yo. And was acting real bitchy, dog.
Then they got everything on here. Juice, South Central, Menace to Society, Full Movie Part. They got every movie on here. How's this legal?
Where the white women at?
Yeah, that one was funny. And this share button don't work on here. You know the one where it says you can start it where you want to start it?
Yeah.
That joint don't be working. Kane Cousin shot it light at stoplight. For a what burger was he trying to get?
Jack and the Crack.
Yeah, for the Jack and the Crack. Yo, I said that we was in Vegas with Jose and his dad and them. We was driving back to the airport and we seen the Jack in the Box. And I was like, oh, that Jack and the Crack. His dad was like, Jack and the Crack? It says Jack and the Box. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
That was so funny. I ain't going to LA, no sucker. Man, I would have just got out the car, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Or keep the gun somewhere handy and dig up under the seat and shit.
I mean, take this car. I'm still hungry, dude. Like,
yeah, I can walk to Jack in the Box.
All right, I got it. Tell her to scroll to 234 in the movie, in the clip.
How long is the clip?
No, this is the full movie, I think. But 234 is when it started. I think. Yep, man, it's like Carol. No, it's just that scene, my bad. Oh, yeah. All right, what else we got, man? I seen some other stories that was nuts.
Dude trying to sue McDonald's over some napkins.
Some napkins?
$1.5 million because he only got one napkin with his quarter pounder meal.
Come on, man. Because he got one napkin.
Yeah, Webster Lucas is suing Mickey D's for $1.5 million after he was only given one napkin with his quarter pounder deluxe and wasn't given more when he asked management. Uh-oh, it's about to get racial up in here. It seems like race might have allegedly been an issue here since Lucas is black, and when he asked for more napkins, he claims the management uttered something about you people. What do you mean, you people? After the incident, Lucas emailed the manager saying that he was unable to work because of the undue mental anguish. What the fuck? Come on, kid. The incident caused and was offered free burgers in return, which he declined. If race was a factor at play here, that's unfortunate. Really, who cares if a customer wants more napkins? What mental anguish did you get from a napkin incident?
They had to laugh at him. Dog, one napkin.
$1.5 million?
Screw your napkin, dog.
Fuck your napkin, cool.
Yo, sorry, napkin.
You people. Did he mean black people or napkin people?
I think he's going after the napkins.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about it, man. He might have meant you people who want extra napkins.
I can't take this, man.
Yo, this is where we live, B. For real, B.
You seen your boy was still alive in Lexington, Mississippi?
Oh, yeah. I meant to talk about that, too. Yeah, man. Yo, that zombie apocalypse is real, son.
Woke up in a body bag. Funeral home prepares to embalm him after being declared dead. He was pronounced dead at his home hours before. Funeral workers were preparing to embalm him, found him trying to kick his way out the body bag. Not that his pacemaker briefly stopped working. The coroner described it as a miracle to police.
Yo, he was 78.
Man. I'm surprised they ain't got nobody to find him trying to kick himself out the body bag first. Hold up.
Do it for the vine.
Yeah, do it for the vine. I'm trying to do it. Do it for the vine. I'm trying to do it.
Family member says Williams, a farmer, told them he's happy to be alive. Damn, man.
Wait a minute. At a wake, don't they already like clean you out and all that stuff?
They're supposed to.
Because this fool talking about, this is why we started having wakes for dead people, just to make sure they were really dead.
No, at the wake, you're already embalmed,
man. Yeah, you're ready. See, man, the internet.
What's in the comments?
Yeah.
Illuminati, really?
Somebody put that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stop it, Aki.
Sometimes I just want to delete all social networks.
Yeah. Man, I was on Media Takeout yesterday, man. And this white girl was on there. Man, she was real racist. And no matter what anybody did to combat what she was saying, she got more racist. I was like, man, this is pretty fucking awful.
I seen comments, man. I seen these people arguing about racial stuff for hours.
Yeah, like, yo, like, all the people do that to get a reaction out of you, man. Don't entertain that silly shit, especially on a computer, man.
Yeah, like, you know neither one of y'all gonna change y'all positions.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing's gonna come from this, dog, except you getting angry and them laughing at you because they're making you mad.
And it's getting more disrespectful.
Yeah, man, for real.
Oh, I seen one about the, what was it? The Pixar films, I think it was. The Toy Story.
Yeah.
Where some dude, like, he put everything together. Like, why would he wear the hat? Why the mom did this? Why we never seen this? Like, he went through this whole spiel. So one of the first, I think the first five comments, a guy came in there and said, this guy has way too much time on his hands. Okay. Instead of everybody discussing what was in the film that they loved so much.
Yeah.
They took, it was like a 4-day period. Because I'm trying to see what people had to say about what he said, right?
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling trying to find it. All I see is everybody attacking homie.
For real?
He got too much time in his hand. They defending a dude that's not even in there saying anything back. Like.
Oh, man.
You must be the one with too much time on your hands that's coming here and write like that. Everybody. It was at least over 500 comments. I'm like, because I wanted to type in there, like, can y'all discuss the story? Like, y'all going to waste y'all entire time just talking back to this dude? And the only thing he's putting is like, yeah, I still believe it. Yeah. So then, like, it'll kind of die down. Like, one dude would be like, oh, that's crazy. Another dude would come in there. This dude got way too much time. So then, I guess the people from earlier, they gave up already. So it'll start a whole new group of people coming at the new dude. Oh my day! So I never got to find out what people thought about the story wrote.
That kind of missed the whole plot of what was going on.
I bet you that dude was like, yes, keep the trap. Thank you.
Hell yeah, man.
It's ridiculous out here in these streets. All right, after she watched the video, man, in society, your hands are moving in place. And in this question, you say, I grabbed a gun. It don't say you had it in your hand before you got your head cut off. Man, I quit.
See, now you're just getting technical.
I'm done with you. So, let me see. Anything? Oh, I'm going to get on these Best Picture Awards. American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street, Best Picture, 86 Academy Award nominees. I'm going with, I've seen American Hustle, I've seen Captain Phillips, I've seen Dallas Buyers Club, I've seen Gravity, I've seen Her. Dang, I've seen everything. I've seen 12 Years a Slave and Wolf of Wall Street. I haven't seen Nebraska or Philomena, but out of the list I named, I didn't really think American Hustle was all that hot. I think Wolf of Wall Street was better than American Hustle. Captain right. Phillips was not. I don't know what the hype is over that. Dallas Buyers Club was awesome. Her was cool. Gravity was dope. I have to go with Dallas Buyers Club. Best picture.
Okay.
Best actor in a leading role, Christian Bale for American Hustle. Bruce Dern from Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street. Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave. And Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club.
That's not his name.
What?
The African dude. That is not his name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Okay, maybe that's his name.
I gotta go with... No, that's a female.
No, that's the dude.
Nuh-uh.
The female name is Lupita.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Best actor in a leading role, I'd have to go with Matthew McConaughey and Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay.
Let's see. Best actress in a leading role. Amy Adams from American Hustle. Kate Blanchett from Blue Jasmine. Sandra Bullock for Gravity. Judi Dench for Pneumonia. Meryl Streep for, what did I say, August? Osage Country.
Osage in August, or August in Osage, or some shit like that.
You seen it?
Fuck no.
Oh. I don't know on that one. I don't even care.
What I've been hearing is going to Sandra Bullock.
I mean, she just floated around a green screen.
Oh, man.
The best actress in a supporting role better go to Lupita.
Lupita.
Now, young Gogi. If not, the whole thing's racist.
Oh, damn.
I already know who's going to win best animated feature. Got to be Frozen. Because they all on this movie. It's like jockstrap.
For real.
Best cinematography. Got to go to Gravity.
Now, do you really like the Oscars?
I never watched it once in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
But, like, I've seen... This is probably, like, one of the first times I've ever seen all the movies except, like, one or two.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I've been hitting the movies hard.
Damn, man. Rick Ross album.
Oh, okay. Before we go out here. Rick Ross album. Let me tell you how the conversation went.
Conversation with who?
What's it say? Text me to listen to the show. Okay. Oh, with James from DeVille.
Okay.
He texted me. He said, what you think about that Ross album? My first response, I would never listen. He put, why? I said, I might one day, but I already know what it's about. Maybachs, girls, I'm rich, F with me, you know, I got it.
And lies.
He said, okay, you got me. So then he put, listen to it, though. I put, one day. He put, one day soon. Then he said, listen to Thug Cry, Ross Future and Wayne. Let me know what you think. This album is different from his other albums, but let me know opinions on this track. So I was like, man, I guess I'll listen to this. I ain't heard Lil Wayne rap in a long time, and he always sent that bullcrap rap. So I was like, let me listen to it. And I had these new Dre mixer headphones that I got for the low, because you know I don't pay full retail for anything.
Of course.
So I was like, let me try these, you know what I'm saying? These Dre beats, new album. Put it in. Rick Ross Mastermind, dog, is a masterpiece.
Is it?
Dog. It's different, man. All right. Let me get this track list up.
I am very shocked at this.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, this dude really put in work on this album. Like, he didn't just get drunk and get in the booth and start spitting.
Whoa.
All right, we got, dang, I can't do it on that. You ain't got iTunes, huh?
Nah.
Okay, let me just pull it up on the internet. Mastermind. Track list. I listened to it probably like 5 times already.
Damn. Okay.
There we go. Alright, first the CD start out. You got the track called, dang, these are date concert dates, man. Okay. Richest Gangsta. It got the, you know how it got them nice, full beats? Like, how can I explain it? Like, real rich. A lot of sounds. And kind of like, not opera, but the real up-tempo live beats.
Mm-hmm.
It started out like that. So, the first beat is hard. So, you're like, okay. Like, this beat is real hard. How is the rest of the album going to follow? He put the hardest beat at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then as you keep going, like, he got the Devil Is Alive featuring Jay-Z. That beat hard. Then he got the Mafia Music with Sizzla and Mavado. And it got, like, a reggae feel to it.
Yeah.
Dope. War Ready with Jeezy. they came together. Jeezy verse fire, like the mixing, the production, like to be honest, his verses, it's nothing spectacular, you know.
Okay.
It's just really he just rapping, but the production, the mixing, like the features, like he even got French Montana on the track over a Biggie track. Nobody to Somebody Kills You.
Yeah.
Like he got French Montana saying that on the hook, but the song is just dope.
I think I heard that the other day.
And then he got In Vain, featuring The Weeknd. That's fire. Sanctified is my best track on there with Kanye and Big Sean. Luckily, Big Sean ain't got a verse. He just do like a hook. Like he do the hook with Kanye, but Kanye's verse killed it. And then he got that Thug Cry dope too. Like that's dope. And then he got French Montana. Do another hook on there. But you know that Luchini, This Is It, what? Luchini, yeah. Falling. He do it like that, but he changed the words. That's fire. Like, it's just fire. Like, the way they did it, he flipped a few Biggie beats. He got, he took Old Dirty, Shame on the Nigga, Try to Run Game. Like, he used that in one of the hooks, but it's him saying it. I don't know, man. It's his best album.
Is it beat wise a good album, or is it just all around a good album?
All around, like the beats, like his lyrics flow with the beats, and this joint. I brought the Super Deluxe joint. It's 29 tracks.
Damn.
But the regular album is 19 tracks, like one skit, so 18 tracks, and you don't get tired of it. Like you ain't gotta skip nothing. I think I skipped one song because it was like the female chick song.
Yeah. All right, man.
Yo, listen to that joint, man. Cause I don't even listen to Rick Ross and stuff. But
yeah,
I mean,
I don't either.
I was like, yo. Of course, I think Diddy had a lot to do with this.
Yeah. What about? Did you check out Oxymoron?
Man, I heard it. Like the first six tracks was like, but it started getting better at the end.
Okay.
But the way he was talking, I expected more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what else I finna say about this?
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash! Yeah, man, I want you to see what you think when you buy it. I mean, when you listen to it.
Yeah, I ain't buying shit.
Man, you gotta buy this one. Nah. Every time I go out, you know I gotta show up. Why they got so many different covers for this joint, though? About 100 different covers. Dang, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Yo, did you hit up Nate?
Man, he hit me back, that sucker.
He knew he was gonna lose.
Yeah, he knew it. Oh, he said, how do I get it so I can listen to it? Oh, I had something, but I forgot, so I guess I'll wrap it up. You got anything?
Shout out to everybody still supporting us, man. We appreciate the love. We got more shit coming. You know, that's what we do.
Shout out to PJ for disappearing.
Again. I'm starting to think PJ's in the witness protection program, man.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Shout out to Mr. Minus. He's still putting out them hits, man.
Yeah.
Let me know what's going on with that little TV show shit, man. Did you watch that shit?
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
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 They got to make like three more, right?
Yeah, I think it's three more coming.
Oh, and I need to get on, follow me on Instagram at Emerge City and Emerge Clothing. I'm getting real good at these videos.
Yeah.
I got one. I'm just waiting until I get a haircut first. But it's going to be funny, man. Like, I already got it all planned out. It's going to be good.
What was the last one?
The last one was the little baby in church waving her head, listening to that Rick Ross Sanctified.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, is this dude trolling this album? I'm not really sure, you know? I'm going to have to wait and talk to him.
Yo, why is he... Nah, every time I comment about this album, CJ's around the corner.
Like, what yo, this dude, I seen that, yo.
This dude sent me a text like he was writing a blog post. I'm like, dog, this is a text message, not a blog, man. Come on. This dude was so mad at this album, man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yo. I was like, yo, and on their first one, yo, he got a little personal. I was like, damn, is he really mad?
You don't drink, you don't smoke, but you like smoking and drinking the album. And that's what I'm going to start doing from now on. That's why I'm Petty Pablo. I'm going to hit you with something that makes, that has nothing to do with what you just said. Put a picture of a...
Yo.
What you call this anime? Put a picture of an anime character with a pancake on his head.
Yo, that was crazy. I laughed too hard at that one, yo.
Yo, Carlos, because Carlos put up today, he put a picture of, he was listening to one of the tracks on there. And he put jamming. And of course, CJ ran up in there and said, what?
Dude. Yeah, I was like, yo, he's getting everybody.
Yeah, like, this is sorry or something. And then Carlos came back to me, man, this. No, he said, so, oh, that's, he got zero on a hook. He got a track with Scarface is zero.
Damn.
And got zero on that hook. Ooh. And then he was like, oh, so he got zero on the track, but he only gave him the hook. And I didn't want to put it on there, but I'm like, he does that on a lot of songs.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, yo, man, you're really getting.
Like, he a good hook dude. And then, what is it? Carlos came back and said, yeah, that hook dope, though. So CJ put, man, I give up. Y'all got it.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, Nate just hit me up, too.
What do you say?
He put, I said, yo, when can I call for this Black History game? He said, next February, Black History Month is over.
Racist.
That's racist.
Yo, matter of fact, man, Black History don't stop, dog. If you want to get down, if somebody want to take on the champ in Black History, man, hit us up. Leave us an email with your number. Say you want to get on, and we'll call you and see who win.
Yes! Yes! Oh, now I'm a champ, but y'all was slicing me with KD. Oh,
no, I was talking about when KD get back.
Oh, this dude. They still playing. Man, if we average it up, I'll probably beat KD at least 65-12.
What?
Yep. I was murdering KD. His dude was straight piggybacking off everything I said. Hey, somehow he gets the... Yo. I'm still confused.
Answer last. You know what I'm saying? Let him go first.
No, if I go first, that means I win because I said it before him. That's like Obamacare. Like, okay, let's say Obama. Now it's Obamacare. It get hot. Everybody like it. Now it's no longer Obamacare. It's Bushcare.
Yo, no. That's what they did.
Huh?
They actually said that, yo.
No, Obama said that.
No. The Republicans said that they think it's a good idea. But they don't want to do it just yet because the Democrats will get the get credit for it.
Nah.
I'm dead ass serious, dog.
So they gonna wait till the next dude come in?
Yeah.
They and be like, nah, he started it, but this guy.
Exactly, dog. Exactly. They say it's not the time because the Democrats will get credit for it.
Man, where you hear that from, man?
Yo, on it was some news channel I was watching, man. It might have been the Daily Show. I'm like, yo, and yo, it ain't them like just making this shit up, dog. They played the tape of the guy saying it.
That's funny.
For real, dog.
But we out of here, man. I forgot we were supposed to be out of here.
Yeah.
Scandal's back. All the ladies like, yes.
Giving side chicks a chance for years.
Oh, and I seen Pompeii. Pompeii, them hot fireballs. I give it 10 hot fireballs. It was a lot of action, killing, slicing, slavery, love, hate, fireballs. Hot lava fireballs. When nobody getting off that island. And we out here. Forget that your radio.
Peace.
KD's tears again.
What a white woman at?
This is Christopher Crespo.
This is Juicy Cogburn.
And together we battle demons throughout time. And we're from Cinema Crespediso.
It's a movie podcast.
So check us out at chriscrespo.com. I just wanna be the one you love. I just wanna be the one.
just another nigga. Call it public housing when you next door to the killers. On them corners, it get better as you go. Grind that motherfucker till it's yellow brick road. Free as a bird, spoken word in my verse. On my knees praying, niggas shooting in the church. Wake up out my sleep in another cold sweat. I lived on billboard, what the fuck to go next? Go against the odds, young and go and get a job. Another country boy, they want back on the farm. So far from my goals, but I'm close to my kids. Thug cry for Mac Dre, nigga throwing up his.
Problems, smoking on that loud, pumping up that volume. Get it cracking like an eggshell, and this motherfucker make omelets. Get a bad bitch and post up like comments. They don't know what I've been through, don't know what I'm going through. As long as I get through, that's what I look forward to. Richer than a bitch, but still I can't afford to. Let these niggas play with me, need to be remorseful. I swear I got that silence on that Mac 90. I kill this nigga with silence. My head still in the clouds, I really feel like a giant. Can't trust none of these niggas. I murk one of these niggas, then bury one of these niggas. Still got dirt under my fingers. That ain't a threat, that's a bet. Cause they coming at my neck like the best a man could get. But to make a long story short, I need a shoulder. Cause the devil on one, the other one I'm looking over.
So I just wanna be the one. I just wanna be the one you love. I just wanna be the one you run to when you're down. I just wanna fly. I'ma show you tonight that I'ma put it on you, baby. Take you past
the sky. I pray I live forever.
I just wanna burn.
Niggas hating like it's Salt Lake City. No tents on that pretty ass Bentley. Want you to know that them comments don't offend me.
No.
Cause your baby mama's so friendly, I proceed with the plan. Weed in my hand, Ciroc in my cup, quick pick for a fan. Money over bitches first, nigga with a rate. Double and we handle business cause them niggas getting raped. Go get the yellow tape, it's well orchestrated. 200 acre estates, a young nigga made it. Came from the hood, ain't nothing changed. Still lemon pepper on my motherfucking wings.
Mastermind.
As I get high in the middle of the night,
I just wanna burn.
Sometimes I ask myself, do thugs cry? Mastermind. My 6LP. Can't believe we did it.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.